ladies and gentlemen, the third day of conference here in beautiful Tacoma, Washington, the MAX convention. And as you can see, our lighting's a little bit interesting this morning because the sun is just rising over there. And we're going to have some interesting shadows this morning, but it's okay.
That's all right. We have a view of Rainier.
Exactly.
So really,
it is gorgeous this morning.
We'll survive it.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We are here with Cherie Adams. Atkins. Atkins. Got it. From Northwest Credit Union Foundation. How are you, by the way?
I'm doing great. Yeah, good. Third day of MAX, and couldn't be better. Just had the Credit Union for Kids auction last night.
That was awesome.
It was amazing.
I kept getting outbid what I wanted.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Which is perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Drove up that price, so good for the children's hospitals around here, for sure. How's the conference going for you so far?
It's been great. Mm-hmm. I've been out talking about the Community Impact Reporting Tool and the Foundation's affordable housing work and just anything else I can get somebody to listen to me about. The Foundation's doing some really interesting work in a whole lot of different areas. We had our donor appreciation breakfast yesterday where we shared our financial reality fair kit, our new Bite of Reality app-based financial reality fair with a whole bunch of folks, and that was a lot of fun. So we've really just been kind of all over the map in terms of foundation stuff.
Good for you.
It's been good for you.
Well, tell me about the work that you guys are doing with the Community Impact Report.
Absolutely.
So what is it, and then how does it work, and how do we benefit from it?
Yep. So we started a conversation, I mean, years and years ago, I think, well before my time, talking about how can we adequately capture the community impact data that goes to support, I mean, it backs all of the work that credit unions are doing in their communities, right? So we've got all these great anecdotes, stories. I heard a story the other day from a credit union that made me cry, right? And we've got those in spades because that's really what credit unions do, right? I think what we're trying to do with the Community Impact Reporting Tool is not lose the stories, but just couple those with the data that supports them.
Right, right.
So we've developed this tool. It captures data across categories. So we're looking at, you know, things that you would expect, like charitable giving, and a whole host of things within charitable giving, volunteering, a handful of things in volunteering, but then also direct member benefits, lending, you know, really trying to look at when credit unions are impacting their community, it's not just the charitable giving, it's not just the volunteering when we think about community impact. Yeah. I mean, those things are critically important too, but it's that whole picture of what they're doing for their members and what they're doing for their community with services, products. You know. So we're excited that that's what we're capturing. It's
running the gamut from what you guys are providing. That's awesome.
And honestly, I think one of the things that's really kept us from kind of diving in sooner is that question of what data do you collect? Because I think you can spend a lot of time trying to figure that piece out.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And we know we don't have it 100% right, but we're just excited to start, right? So I think because we know we don't have it 100% right, we're just diving in, and everybody that we've had conversation with from our credit unions, they're right there with us saying, let's start with these pieces, let's collect it, let's see what it looks like when we do, and start having conversations with our elected officials and anybody else that we want to share this data with, and let that help inform what we do in phase two and phase three and on and on and on. The tool also has these sort of cool widgets along with it, so it's not just collecting community impact data. We heard from our credit unions, quite a few of them, that they could really benefit from like a volunteer management system to help their employees track their volunteer time. So it's got the sort of the basic CIRT, which is what we're calling it, Community Impact Reporting Tool function.
CIRT.
We love our acronyms.
Yes, we do.
So we've got CIRT, but then it also has a volunteer management system component to it, and a grant and sponsorship scholarship application system component to it as well. So we're trying to make it something that really is sort of a comprehensive tool that a credit union could see a lot of benefit from, not just a place where they go and enter their community impact data, but a resource that they can use to help with what they're doing to generate community impact in their own.
So this is the significance of it, just to generate this interest, to get deeper into the community and just to have some deep, deep roots for sure.
Yep,
very cool.
So yeah, it's
very
exciting.
Cool.
We're excited.
Yeah.
And we rolled it out at MAX. So people, at GAC, our first GAC meeting on Monday, that was when we very first said, all right, sign up, you know, join us. We want 100% participation and join us. And got just a great response there. I had my person back in the office text me and say, whole bunch of stuff's coming in, so we're really excited, because when we're looking at 100% participation, I think we're well on our way already, and we're only day three of Max.
Good for you. Yeah. So how do people get involved with this? I mean, how is there a website we can go to, or?
Well, so for right now, we're keeping it limited to those credit unions in our membership here in, in the Pacific Northwest, and so we're asking them to join and for us to get to 100% participation there, and then, you know, I think
sky's the limit from there.
Sky's the limit from there, absolutely, and I think there are really great things going along, you know, nationally, sort of in this same vein, and so I'm excited to see how kind of all of the different pieces might down the road dovetail or complement each other to help us really just continue to tell, I mean, layer on layer on layer, the story of credit unions' significant community impact.
No doubt, no doubt. And that's kind of what sets us apart. You know, that's our differentiator, is the impact that we have.
Which is why I've become an evangelist for this tool. And I think people see me now at Max and they start going the other way because they're like, oh, she's going to come talk to us about CERT again.
Here comes a CERT girl again.
So,
No, this is all good. This is all good. So very cool. Anything else to add to kind of wrap it up? I love programs like this that really kind of get organizations, credit unions in this case, really deeply ingrained in their communities and really do go above and beyond just having a storefront, you know?
Yeah, so absolutely. Well, I mean, I think, I don't know if it's so much to add as much as just like an appreciation for everything that our credit unions do. Yeah. And sort of like what we were saying about last night, it's just incredible to me, the generosity of credit unions, but then just it, what's in their DNA, in their day-to-day operations, is truly, I think, the what's making the difference in people's financial lives, right? And they are out there day after day. They come here for a couple of days to get some brain food and then go back. But just the that collective spirit of community that we have with our credit unions here in the Pacific Northwest is something, to me, is just nothing short of incredible. So I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Well, very cool. I think that's a great message to end on. Cherie, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.